few years ago, when GE was deciding where to open a new state-of-the-art information technology and research development facility, the Detroit area may not have seemed like the most obvious choice. The recession hit Michigan particularly hard. Many companies were leaving the area, and Michigan was not viewed as business-friendly. But culture is the foundation of any successful enterprise, and we saw a cultural fit here. This community, like our employees, values work and understands the importance of advanced manufacturing to our future. This is home to world-class universities and professionals with deep knowledge in new technology, the kind of skills that allow us to win in the global marketplace. In 2009, we announced GE's Advanced Manufacturing and Software Center in Van Buren Township. We pledged 1,300 new jobs. Yesterday, we announced 300 jobs to fill the site to capacity. We'll have over 1,600 people at this site. It's worth a second to talk about this center. This center was the home to Visteon. By 2009, it was empty. You all know how hard the automotive industry was hit during the recession. Now this site will be filled with talented Michigan people and a high-tech center who are ready to seize the future. When other people were moving out of this great state, we were moving in. And when you add our other great employees in the state, like our aviation team in Grand Rapids, our total employment in Michigan is 3,800 people. We also have 4,000 retirees in Michigan. GE is the world's biggest infrastructure company. Our team is delivering for our company, for our customers, for their community, and for all of you. They're also delivering an important message. The fact is, to grow, we have to win around the world, but we can also do that by investing in the United States. And what we're doing here, or for that matter in places like Louisville, Schenectady, and Cincinnati, proves that the United States and its workers can compete with anyone. And our employees in these places epitomize the very best. They show how GE is a company of teamwork. We listen to each other, we respect each other, we believe in each other, and we like to compete together and we want to win. It's why GE works, it's why you can be proud of your company, and why your company is positioned for success. Now to order of business. I'm advised that this meeting is properly convened, that we have a quorum, and that the proposed resolutions set forth in the proxy statement are filed as part of these proceedings. We received proxies representing over 77% of the 10.6 billion outstanding shares eligible to vote. The Management Proxy Committee has voted these shares in accordance with shareholders' wishes. It's now my privilege to introduce the members of your Board of Directors who are with us today. I'm going to ask each director to stand briefly as I introduce them so you can see who they are. Sandy Warner, former Chairman of the Board of J.P. Morgan. Sandy's Chairman of the Audit Committee. Roger Penske, Chairman of the Board, Penske Corporation. Sam Nunn, four-term Senator from Georgia, co-chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Sam is Chairman of our Public Responsibilities Commission. Dr. Jim Cash, James E. Robinson, Professor of Business Administration at the Harvard Graduate School of Business. Andrea Jung, Chairman of the Board of Avon. Ann Fudge, former Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Young & Rubicam. Shelley Lazarus, Chairman and former Chief Executive Officer, Ogilvie & Mather. Shelley is Chairman of the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee. Ralph Larson, former Chairman of J&J. Ralph is Presiding Director and Chairman of the Management Development Compensation Committee. A.G. Lampley, former Chairman of the Board, President Procter & Gamble. Bob Swieringa, Professor of Accounting and former Dean, Johnson Graduate School of Business, Cornell. Susan Hockfield, President of MIT. Jim Mulva, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, ConocoPhillips. Jeff Beatty, President and CEO of the Woodbridge Company. Mr. Beatty's Chairman of the Risk Committee. And James Tisch, President and Chief Executive Officer, Lowe's Corporation. I'd also like Mike Neal, John Rice, John Kriedeke to stand there. Vice Chairman of GE as his key chairman. Key chairman is with me here. And now onto the second item of the agenda, report on company operations. Keith and I will give you a brief overview of the company. Keith?
Thank you, Jeff, and welcome to Detroit, everyone. I just want to take a few minutes and talk about the operations of GE. I'll start off with how we ended 2011 with some of the financial metrics, and we had a great year. Our earnings were up 22%. We ended the year with $400 billion of backlog, which was a record for us and bodes well for the future. We also ended the year with $85 billion of cash. We have all the cash we need to deal with future maturities of debt and GE Capital, plus to be able to go on offense as we look at the opportunities in the future. And most importantly, we've had four dividend increases in the last 2 years, and the dividend's up 70%. We've invested a lot in R&D. Our R&D spend was up another 6%. It's 6% of revenue last year. It was up about 15%. And that's helping us to win in global markets. Our global revenues were up 18% last year. And your company is the number two exporter in the U.S. We had $18 billion exports. We're number two behind Boeing. And we're winning globally with our aircraft engines, our medical equipment, our locomotives, our gas turbines. And those are made here in the U.S., and they're exported all around the world. and we're winning everywhere. And as a result of that, we've been able to add a lot of jobs. Since 2009, we've added 13,000 jobs in the U.S. as of the end of 2011. And with the announcements that we've made this year, we're up over 14,000 jobs added in the U.S. So a great year and well-positioned as we look at the future. And this year, 2012, got off to a great start. As you know, we announced our earnings last Friday. Our revenue was $35 billion. It was up 4%, excluding the impact of NBC. And our earnings per share were 34 cents a share. It was reported up 3%. But if you exclude the one-time items that affected last year's results, operationally, we're up 17%. So a nice, strong start. And you can see the drivers on the right side. Our industrial segment revenue was up 14%. So we are winning in all of our industrial businesses around the world. And more importantly, our industrial segment profit was up 10%, up double-digit for the first time in a couple of years, a very strong performance and a great start. Our cash flow, $2.1 billion, was up 22%. We have good performance by our businesses delivering cash. That gives us flexibility on capital allocation. One item we're still working on is our industrial margins. Our goal for the year is to be up 50 basis points, and in the quarter we were down 50 basis points in line with what we expected. The first half starts out a little bit slow, and the second half it ramps up. So we got a good outlook there, and the teams are completely dedicated to making sure we deliver on that margin performance. And finally, for financial services, the reported earnings of G Capital were flat, but if you exclude those last year's one-time items, the operating earnings of G Capital were up 27%. So we're off to a great start in 2012. One of the most important things that we do for you with the board and the leadership team is to work on capital allocation. We generate a lot of cash flow, and how we return it to shareholders is important. On the left side is the dividend. I mentioned we've had four increases. We're going to pay over $7 billion of dividends this year. We have a 45% payout ratio. So for every dollar of earnings, we're paying out about 45 cents to shareholders in the form of dividend. And our objective over time is to grow that dividend in line with earnings. So we've got a pretty good outlook there. In the middle, we continue to buy back stock. Last year, we bought back $5.4 billion of stock, including retiring the Berkshire Preferred. So that was a nice way to retire some high-cost financing that we did. And on the right side, we continue to reinvest in the portfolio. We took the proceeds from NBC. As you know, we sold the majority stake. We took that money and we reinvested it back in energy and oil and gas. And those acquisitions are performing ahead of the pro forma. So we feel great about the repositioning that we've done with the portfolio. And we're returning a lot of capital to shareholders. And the future looks pretty good here. I know some of the people who left wanted to talk about taxes, Jeff, but I'll give you an update. Let's get to the facts here, okay? In 2010, thank you. In 2010, our tax rate was low, a consolidated rate of 7%. But over the 2008 through 2010 time period, we lost over $30 billion in credit losses in G Capital, and that reduced our pre-tax income and also our consolidated rate. In 2011, our rate was 29%. We absolutely are compliant with every law everywhere in the world around how we do our taxes. It's number one most important thing is that we have integrity in everything we do around taxes. We paid $2.9 billion of total income taxes last year. We paid more than $1 billion on top of that of additional taxes in the U.S. for local, state, and federal payroll employee taxes. And our U.S. tax expense last year was $2.6 billion. So we are a large taxpayer. We pay our taxes, and we very much support tax reform. We'd like to work with the administration and Congress to get a competitive system where the U.S. and GE can compete globally on a level playing field. Finally, let me take a quick look at the outlook. Last year, when we were at this meeting, we talked about the future. It looked pretty bright. In 2011, we delivered $1.38 of earnings per share, up 22%. And the outlook for 12 and the outlook for 13 is for continued double-digit earnings growth. In 2012, we're going to have double-digit growth out of our industrial businesses. And again, in 2013, it's driven by a great cycle for our aviation business, our energy business, our oil and gas business, our healthcare business. Everybody's really participating. And in 2012 and 2013, we expect to have double-digit years in G Capital as well as our loss rates continue to come down, as we continue to invest more money at high returns, and as our real estate business turns profitable and continues to get a higher amount of income over the next 2 years. So, you know, we have a great portfolio. We really appreciate everything that our employees do, and we really appreciate being here with you as shareholders. Thank you. We got a great portfolio, and I'll turn it back to Jeff.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Good morning. I just want to talk a little bit about the longer term. Keith brought us up on how we're positioned this year. You know, really, we've done a lot of work over the last decade on the portfolio. GE today is the world's biggest infrastructure company, and we have a great mid-market lending company in GE Capital. Really, two main core businesses and our goal is really to expand our infrastructure footprint. We're more than $100 billion globally today and continue to build a valuable specialty finance business. The things we work on are superior technology, leadership in growth regions, services and customer relationships, margin expansion, and smart capital allocation. At our core, we're a technology company. Keith said we invest about 6% of our revenue back into R&D. That's about $6 billion. We'll launch more than 880 new products next year. They range across the board, but suffice to say that we're well positioned to take a market share. We've got great gas turbines. We're launching in new markets like mining and submersible pumps. We have great content in the oil and gas industry. We'll have about 50% market share of the wind turbine business in the U.S. this year, and we're investing $1 billion in new appliances. So we see continued growth based on great products. Services are important for the company. It's about 70% of our industrial earnings, about $45 billion in revenue. Here, we're really just trying to help our customers make more money. We continue to invest in technology that upgrades our customers' performance. And in the area of software, monitoring, and diagnostics, some of that work actually being done here in Detroit, we continue to try to add value to our customers. So this is a core asset for our investors and a key way the company makes money. GE is a very global company, as Keith said. About 60% of our revenue is outside the United States. Industrial growth regions, these are really the emerging markets like Asia, the Middle East, places like that. We have a lot of leadership there. Our businesses are growing there substantially. In resource-rich regions, we're growing in excess of 20%. In rising Asia, like China and India, we're growing 10 to 15%. And we continue to invest in a great global footprint. We're a good exporter. Our ability to win around the world is one of the things that allows us to create jobs, ultimately, in the United States. Margins are important. One of the ways we get margins are through investing in manufacturing. GE is one of the largest manufacturers in the country and around the world. We're opening 16 new factories since 2009. We invest about $1.5 billion in manufacturing technology, launching a whole series of new technologies. We very much embrace empowerment of our employees. Many of our factories, like the one in Durham, North Carolina, have one manager, 325 people. The ideas on continuous improvement and productivity come right from the factory floor. We've insourced a bunch of our appliances back to Louisville, Kentucky. We think at lower cost than Mexico and China, some of the places it came from. And as Keith said, we've tripled our exports over the last decade. We're the second biggest exporter in the country. We think this has continued to be successful for the company. Job creation is important. 14,100 new jobs announced since 2009. Fundamentally, one out of every $80 of GDP in the United States comes from GE. So we are an important company in the U.S. context. On the right-hand side just shows a picture of the new center we opened up in Van Buren Township. 1,600 new jobs over that time period in Michigan. Again, we remain committed to the region, and we think this is a great story for both the people in this room and for the country. Lastly, we fly under the banner of GE Works. We're really focused on being mission-based, moving, curing, powering the world, believing in continuous improvement, really a relentless drive to solve customer problems, to create a world that works better, but very much based on our teams and our people, and we think that's what makes GE great. So just a brief update on the company. Now we're going to move on the discussion on devoting the matters that are set forth in the proxy.